2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we're going to read verses 1 through 11 together. We'll read this passage responsively. 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. And now we beseech you, brethren, by the way, notice it says brethren, talking to Christians, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ and by our gathering together unto him, that ye be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, as that day of Christ is at hand. Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition, who opposeth and exalteth himself above all that is called God, or that is worshipped, so he that is of God sitteth in the temple of God, showing himself that he is God. Remember ye not that when I was yet with you, I told you these things? And now ye know what withholdeth that he might be revealed in his time. Sorry, had to turn the page there. For the mystery of the iniquity doth already work, only he who now letteth will let until he be taken out of the way. And then shall that wicked be revealed, whom the Lord shall consume with the spirit of his mouth, and shall destroy with the brightness of his coming, even him whose coming is after the working of Satan with all power and signs and lying wonders, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. And let's finish on verse 11 together. Ready? And for this cause God shall send them strong delusion, that they should believe a lie. And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for the words of God. Lord, thank you that it was written in heaven before you ever created this world. These are not man's words, these are your words. You told us to find comfort in these words. Lord, I pray that from the smallest child in this room to the elderly adult that is here tonight, may we find comfort and reason to rejoice and yet conviction to get busy because of what takes place. In Jesus' name, amen. And you may be seated. Tonight, I want to take a few moments and address where our country is. I have two titles for the sermon tonight. One is, what has America come to? The other is America the Delusional. America the Delusional. I am in no way predicting the end of the world. I am not Mr. Camping, who's been wrong seven times. I put no dates on the end. Several weeks ago, five, six, 7 weeks ago, we took the Bible and showed what the end times would be like. I cannot tell you that we are there, okay? It's not that it's imminent. I can tell you this. We are 2,000 years closer to it than we were when Jesus went back to heaven. For that sake, I know we're closer than we've ever been. Now, listen to me very carefully here. Each day we live is one day closer to the rapture or to death. This we know for sure. Our world has gone totally stupid. Our world has gone totally stupid. It seems like nobody has the sense to even believe what truth is. The farther away from God our world gets, the more lies people believe. Let me say that again. The farther away from God our world gets, the more lies people believe. Just listen to the news. People believe whatever the press says. Evolution is accepted worldwide, even by many Christians. Folks, evolution is the biggest farce that's ever hit the face of the earth. It was adopted by the communists because it was a way that they could use science to explain away God. It used to be called Darwinism. Back in the 1850s, communists over in Russia grabbed a hold of it because finally they had, quote unquote, some science to back the lack of a real Jehovah God. By the way, there are no facts. Well, it takes so much faith to believe in God creating something. Folks, it takes more faith to believe in the Big Bang Theory than it does to believe in God created. Global warming is a multi-billion dollar fear tactic to scare people that's not even real. I hate to disappoint you. Have you looked at the polar ice caps? They're bigger than they've ever been. We're not in fear of losing the polar caps. Mr. Gore sent 3 ships to the South Pole last winter, and they got stuck in the ice. They were trying to prove how the polar cap was melting. By the way, that was in the summertime South Pole weather. Below the equator, our winter is their summer. They lost 3 ships in the ice because of global warming. Now, you make sense of that. People actually believe that the Muslim religion is a peaceful religion. Let's go to the Middle East and find out how peaceful it is. Let's talk to a family whose loved one, a reporter, had his head taken off with a knife in the last week. Real peaceful, isn't it? The Muslims have created more war, more death than any other religion in the world. Say, I don't believe you. You go do the numbers. You see, we even believe the weatherman. Some of you even believe Lou Scally. Lying Lou Scally. Folks, you can't believe the weatherman. He can't predict God. Oh, I wonder if we'll have another polar vortex. Folks, there is no such thing. Go look it up. Do you know that some of the warmest temperatures in history we have not yet surpassed? Notice when some of the record temperatures were back in the 1800s. Those of you that are 40 years old and older, you know what I'm talking about. Back when I was a kid, they were talking about another ice age. Now we're talking about global warming and all of our polar caps are going to, and everybody 100 miles in, you know, from the shores inland are going to drown in the oceans because all the ice will melt. Back then they were talking about another ice age. I'm not talking about the one that was a Disney film either. Folks, we have rewritten history to believe that Franklin Delano Roosevelt was a good man who helped America get out of the Depression. FDR was a communist. The New Deal was kicked out of the Supreme Court 4 times as being illegal and unconstitutional. All 10 points of the New Deal are a part of the Communist Manifesto. Compare them. Put them side by side and read them. But FDR was a good human being. By the way, he was a socialist, and that's why socialism is being accepted in America today. Some of you old-timers and my grandparents who fought in World War II, they came back from World War II and our government brought communists to teach on our college campuses. Listen to this statement. What we call the greatest generation reared the hippies of the 60s. Ones that went over at 17, 18, 19, 20 years old and fought communism and socialism and Nazism and the evil empire of Japan. They came back and our government brought those very people to our college campuses to teach their children. And when Vietnam hit, it was, you know what? No, we're not going. Protesting in the streets. We have believed a lie. We think that if a college professor says it, or if a public school teacher says it, where if our government says it, that we have to believe it. I'm here to tell you, that's not true. That's not true. I've met some of these highly educated people that are stupid. Folks, if you believe that a single cell organism got tired of being single celled, so it multiplied itself, and it multiplied itself, and eventually it got together with a bunch of others, started swimming around, and after millions and millions of years of swimming around, it divided itself and decided it was tired of swimming, so it grew its own legs, crawled up on the land, got tired of walking with the tail, dropped its tail off, and now we call it a college professor. And they want to call me stupid for believing the Word of God? By the way, Common Core is evil. It's wicked. It's vile, and it is our government rewriting world history to making it one worldism. Common Core should not be a part of your child's upbringing. Period. End of discussion. Seems our world believes anything as long as it's not the truth. You know, I can talk to anybody about any topic. I pull a gospel tract out or my New Testament out or my Bible out. Oh, you can't talk about that here. We can talk about Harry Potter in the school, but you can't talk about Jesus Christ. Hello? You can talk about witchcraft and demonism, but you can't talk about Jehovah God. There is a school system in Kansas City, Missouri, that expelled a student because when somebody sneezed in the classroom, the student said, "God bless you," and they got expelled. America is sick and stupid. We've rewritten history so that now what we teach is not what happened. Don't get me started there. We believe the news. We believe because it's on internet. We believe whatever the media tells us, it's true. Our world has been fed a steady diet of lies so long that she does not like the truth. Did you hear that statement? America and our world does not like the truth. America is afraid of the truth. Our president and attorney general sent a delegation, including the attorney general himself, to Ferguson, Missouri, to convict a police officer, and they have no facts of the case yet. We had more officials sent from the White House at a young man's funeral who punched out an officer and grabbed his weapon and then was shot. Everybody doing okay? There were more officials from the White House at that 18-year-old's funeral than at Margaret Thatcher's funeral in England. America is stupid. You say, is the police officer justified? I'll tell you this, my first reaction is I always follow authority and wait for everything to come out. We don't have the facts. Why are we making a judgment? Let me ask you a question. Where was Al Sharpton with the 66 drive-bys that happened in Chicago the weekend before that? Where was Jesse Jackson 2 weeks before then with the 47 drive-bys in Chicago alone 2 weeks before that? Oh, because it was black on black, nobody should protest. Everybody doing all right? Say, you're a racist. No, I'm not. I'm for justice. No justice, no peace. Hello? Where's the justice? You've convicted a man and don't even know what the facts are. Let's wait for justice. We will have peace. I know this. Even if he's ruled against, we shouldn't be rioting, looting, and destroying people's businesses over it. We believe we're okay economically, and we are over $17.5 trillion in debt. Listen to this statement. If you spent $1 million every day, it would take you 1,700 years to spend $17 trillion. You can't conceive how much money that is. Folks, we're in trouble. We're in trouble. We have opened the borders illegally and now feel obligated to absorb 5 to 15 million illegal aliens into our country. We are not obligated to absorb them. We're obligated to get rid of the guy that opened the border and won't shut it up and won't follow the law, who promised on the word of God with his hand in the air to over 200 million American people or 300 American million people that he would dutifully follow the laws and enforce the laws of the Constitution of the United States, not try to go around them. We've let Congress and our president violate the Constitution just because we believe them. Somebody's got to stop these people. I wrote two letters this week to Congress people, one a Congress in the House and one in the Senate, and I said to them both, I said, somebody has to stop the president from illegally signing a waiver to amnesty to illegal people. He does not have the authority. Somebody's got to stop this creep. Say, did you say that? Yes, I did. Say, why? Because somebody's got to stop it. Until we say, you've broken the law and you violated the law that you said that you would enforce, somebody's got to stop him. This world lives in fear due to the lies that we have believed. We believe that we're going to run out of fossil fuels. We're going to run out of oil. Folks, they were talking about running out of oil 40 years ago. Guess what? We got more oil now than we've ever had. But our government won't let us drill for it. We believe that... Okay, get mad at me. Here you go. All right? I've given you the rope. Now I'm going to tie the noose for you. We believe that a puppy dog and a kitty cat have more right to live than an unborn child. Man gets put in jail for kicking a dog, but doctors by the millions can murder an unborn child. I'm not for kicking the dog, but I'd rather somebody kick a dog than murder a baby. We penalize a driver who won't wear a seatbelt. But we sell booze by the millions of gallons to people and let them drive. Oh, it's a sickness. How many of you have ever drank the flu? How many of you have ever drank cancer? Alcohol is the only sickness that you pour down your throat willingly. If I had a bucket of vomit up here, I wonder how many people are going to come up and drink it. You say, no way, Brother Bush, that's disgusting. Yet people suck down alcohol like that, and it's legal in America because the government makes money. Oh, it's a sickness. No, it's not. It's sin. We've legalized dope and been duped to believe that it's okay. Folks, smoking pot's wrong. I don't care what the government says. We let sodomites marry in March because they have a right. But we can't pray in public? God forbid. By the way, just so you know, 1.2% of our country are sodomites. 1%. It amazes me. It's okay for us to promote sodomy, But it's wrong for me to stand up in the world's eyes and promote that every one of you young ladies and every one of you young men ought to walk down this aisle a virgin. Oh, you shouldn't say that. You're weird. Folks, God didn't make it for a man to be with a man or a woman to be with a woman. God made Adam and Eve, not Adam and Steve. Animals have more sense than human beings. Russia and China used to be the great evil empires. Now we call them our greatest allies. Hello. Go back and read history. President Reagan took a beating over calling Russia the evil empire. Guess what? He was right. It's illegal to cut down a tree because Spotty the Owl might lose his home. And yet we have somewhere between 18 and 20 million homeless people in America. Cut the tree down and build them a house. Spotty will find another tree. We've gone from America the beautiful to America the delusional. Now listen to me. We Christians are not supposed to live in fear. Amen. I'm not saying that you're never going to get afraid. I'm not saying you're never going to face danger. Get behind the wheel of the car in West Virginia, you face danger every time. I am saying this. We don't need to live in this media-made, educationally-made, fear-filled society. We have the truth. I do not live in fear. Well, what if someday they come and threaten you to close the church down if you don't deny God? They're not here. Don't worry about it. And it's going to take more than some little dude or dudette from the government saying I can't preach like this to shut my mouth. We don't need protests in Ferguson, Missouri to get what we want. We need the truth. We don't need more investigations spending tens of million dollars about Benghazi. We need the truth. We don't need people lying to us in the media that Lois Lerner's emails and texts have been deleted and nobody can recover them. NSA's been following every one of yours. How come they can't get hers? I shouldn't have said that, huh? Tough. He's in agreement, just so you know. We're so afraid of cyberbullying. Somebody said something bad about you on the internet. I'd hate to read what's written about me. I don't look for myself on the internet, just so you know. You say, why? I'd get depressed. You preach like this, somebody's going to shoot at you, trust me. You don't follow the circles I've been in. You know what? They can say whatever they want. I don't give a rip. We have people committing suicide because somebody writes something on a social network page and we call it cyberbullying. Folks, America is stupid. My daddy and mommy taught me when I was just a little kid, it doesn't matter what somebody says, step above it. Step above it. If your shoe smells like dog doo-doo, you stepped in it. Why are you stepping in it and then sitting there smelling it? Clean it up and get going. Did I say that okay? Whew. It wasn't in my notes. I veered just a little bit, amen? Folks, I get sick and tired of how stupid America is. I really do. We have believed a lie so much. Christians are so afraid to come out of the closet. I didn't go in the closet. Let's chase the sodomites back in with the truth. Are you afraid of it? I'm not afraid. What's he going to do? Hit me with his purse? Stop that. Good night. Now, listen to me carefully. We are nearing the end days. You don't have to be afraid. My Bible says, "Now we beseech you, brethren, by the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ, and by our gathering together unto him, that you be not soon shaken in mind, or be troubled, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that day of Christ is at hand." Listen to this. "Let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there be a falling away first." That's called the rapture. Folks, we're out of here before it really gets worse. Just so you know. Oh, I've heard about the one world money. It's been printed for years. They've printed it three different times, three different ways. They still haven't got it down yet. Don't worry about it. We're out of here before it takes place. Quit believing all these stupid quote-unquote Christian movies. You're out of here before any of it takes place if you're saved. If not, good luck. Brother Hawkins will preach to you. Sorry, it was there. Yeah. It's because you're like a booger, Brother Hawkins. Just warm and squishy, amen? Just got to keep picking. Now, I want to give you three points tonight, and I'll quickly go through these. I was just getting warmed up in the introduction. Here comes the preaching. Number one. We need massive doses of the truth. We need massive doses of the truth. Why is America so stupid? Because Ecclesiastes 2:10 says, "And with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they receive not the love of the truth." Our country is afraid of the truth. Oh, you can talk about anything you want as long as it's not Christianity. The Muslims can get up and have freedom of religion. But let a Christian stand up and use God's name, and you can't do that. You can't bring God into this. Their God's dead. Ours is alive. They're preaching a lie. We've got the truth. It's good for them, but bad for us. What happened in America? They don't love the truth. You need a good dose of the King James Bible every day of your life. Instead of watching the news for an hour, read your Bible for an hour. Instead of spending an hour on Facebook, put your face in the book for an hour. Matter of fact, get rid of Facebook and just open this book. You need a massive dose of truth always in your life. Folks, I don't read the Bible because I just enjoy it. I need it. I need it. And by the way, the King James Bible's okay. It's the best, or it's a good translation. No, they are the words of God. Man cannot live by bread alone, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. It's inspired, not just in the originals. Nobody has the originals. Jesus quoted Isaiah, Jeremiah, Exodus, and he called it Scripture. He didn't have the originals. Well, he did, because he is the Word of God. He saw the originals in heaven. He's the one that gave them to man. But may I say this, if you don't believe that the Bible is inspired now, you're not believing right. See, we've gone wishy-washy on the Bible. Well, the NIV's good. No, it's not. It's no better than the HIV. You need church services. You need every church service you can get so that you can get the truth in you. Well, I'm a good enough Christian. I don't need it. You're not that good a Christian. Neither am I. You don't need to read or listen to untruth. I'm going to get somebody mad if I can try. Quit listening to people that have bad doctrine. If they're using a wrong version, quit listening to them. I'm talking about Chucky Swindoll. Oh, what's the Joel Holstein? I always think of a cow, amen. Joel Osteen, oh, I like him. He's so charismatic. He's wrong doctrinally. I'm talking about Hollywood. You talk about bad doctrine. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. A virtual world. Do you know what virtual means? Unreal. We have people living in an unreal world. That's why our young people will take guns to school and shoot people, because they've done it on a game so much, they think that if they do it, everybody's going to get back up and they can play again. Some of you need to go home and clean up the video games you got at your house. I don't allow games in my home that kill people. I'm for hunting, but not another human being. Amen. I don't care if it's on the game screen. I'm just not for it.
Yes, sir.
I'm talking about, some of you need to get your unreal music out of the way. Some of you need to clean up your music. You're listening to the untruth.
Yes.
Your country western and your honky-tonk garbage and your hip-hop and all the other garbage that's out there. You're listening to unreal music. You need to give out the truth everywhere you go. Every Christian is supposed to go around spreading the seed of the gospel of Jesus Christ. Telling folks that they're on their way to hell because they're sinners and that they need what Jesus Christ did for them to take them to heaven. That's not because you hate them, it's because you love them.
Right.
I'm talking about, you ought to invite people to come to church with you. Thank God, 22 weeks in a row, this church has brought folks to church that weren't here the week before. Can I tell you something? That's one reason this church is alive and exciting. That's one reason God is smiling on this church. I'm just going to go ahead and say it. Boys and girls, listen to me. You need to learn how to tell the truth. Teenagers, you need to learn how to tell the truth to your mom and dad. Some of you need to learn how to tell the truth to your teacher. Not blame somebody else. Mom and dad, teach your kids how to tell the truth. You don't have to teach them to lie. They do it naturally. Did you ever notice you don't have to teach your children how to lie? My dad did not sit down and teach me a class on how to lie. I learned it all by myself. Boy, that's a good statement. Some of you adults need to learn how to tell the truth. That means you face your boss when you messed up and accept the fact that you messed up and don't blame it on somebody else. Maybe your kids wouldn't lie so much if you tell the truth at work. Okay, I just went from preaching to meddling. Here we go. Number two. Number one, we need massive doses of truth. Number two, we don't need to live in fear of the world. We don't need to live in fear of the world. 2 Thessalonians 2:2. That you be not soon shaken in mind or be troubled. Fearful, neither by spirit, nor by word, nor by letter, as from us, that the day of Christ is at hand. Wow. Did you ever notice, and I hope I'm not using a bad term here. I don't mean it to be. If it is, I never thought it was a bad term. Some of you more worldly people might disagree, but our world's freaked out. I'm sorry, I think this is funny. When I was a kid, I remember my dad and mom got me a bike for Christmas, and I have mumps. Y'all know what mumps are? It's a little kid that looks like he's got cheeks like a chipmunk that's stuffed for fall time, you know, like this. Once I finally got well and the snow broke, amen, man, I did all kinds of things. That was an orange and black bike. You know, it's two-tone kind of phased in there. It was a sharp bike. My brother and I, man, we rode bikes. I wore out tires. Some of you have never worn out a bike tire in your life. We used to go through a couple sets of bike tires every summer. Let me tell you, I mean, we ran bikes and rode and rode and rode and rode and rode. We jumped. We played Evel Knievel. We did things I'm not even allowed to tell till my mom and dad die. Because if I don't, she's going to have a heart attack. Now, wait a minute. I didn't have a helmet. If somebody wore a helmet on the bike, we laughed at them. What are you doing that for? If it was, it was a football helmet and you were playing Evel Knievel. It wasn't because mommy made you wear it. Knee pads. Do you know how many coats of skin I've left on the pavement from wrecking? Good night. I've jumped things that should not have been jumped by human beings on bicycles. I got a scar right there because I jumped one time and the bike went head over top of me. And my hand got caught in the chain as it went back this way, and the sprocket dug right into my hand right there. My brother had to come over and say, okay, let's see if we can back that thing up, you know. Say, what'd you do? Like my dad said, put dirt on it and keep on going, amen? Knee pads, head pads, elbow pads. And God forbid that a kid fall and get hurt. Good night. If I ever lose all of my hair, it'll look like Frankenstein, all the scars I've got on my head. I busted my head open so many times. I got 6 or 7 stitches back there one time and went and played a ball game. Remember that? My mom back there, yes. Can't believe your dad let you do that. Guess what? I'm okay. Folks, we live in fear. Say, what happens if my baby falls down? Make him get back up. God built him close to the ground so they didn't get his hurt. Jesus, as our example, did not live in fear, and they killed him. Nobody's knocked on your door yet to kill you. Jesus didn't walk around afraid. Everybody doing all right? The world is self-destructing itself. We're not their targets. I hate to disappoint you. You're not as big a Christian as you think you are. They're not coming after you. Everybody doing all right? We don't have to worry about the worst because the rapture takes place first.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Yesterday on the news, I read Fox News. Early yesterday morning, I had 2 people send this to me. I just laughed. I used it in soul winning yesterday morning. Fox News, I checked just before I came back out here tonight. It's still there on their website. They have a new microchip that they're experimenting with that can be placed under the skin that someday will replace virtually all of your economic issues that you deal with, your passwords for your computers and your cell phones. It'll automatically read. You can go to Walmart and they'll scan all your stuff, and because you're standing there, it can scan and automatically take it away from your bank accounts. They said, we're experimenting with it on the arm and the hand, and it'll be a whole lot better than barcoding people's foreheads. Hello. Have they never read the book of Revelation and the mark of the beast? It'll be in the hand or the forehead? Oh, what are we going to do, preacher? Guess what? The rapture takes place before then. Don't worry about it. By the way, they've been doing it to dogs and cows and sheep and everything else for the last 15 years. You got nothing to worry about. It's not a new experiment. Everybody doing all right? You say, are you afraid? No, I'm excited. I keep looking up every day. Good night, Casey started playing that trumpet. I was ready to jump. Amen. Rapture practice. My office was over here. We were having a deacon's meeting. Casey was going to play a special that night. We're all sitting in my office, and she starts honking on that thing. Let me tell you, there was 6 people or 7 people in that room that went like this real quick. We weren't quite ready for that one. Now, wait a minute. God tells us that the violence will get worse and worse. But God said he'd protect you. Are you worried about the riots? Hey, I went through the Rodney King riots. I was in Long Beach, California during the Rodney King riots. I'm okay. Well, we had riots in Ferguson, and there's riots all over. Guess what? God said he'd protect you. Now, I don't think you ought to live stupid. That's not the time to go down and preach on the street corner. I think you need to use good sense. But I believe God will protect the truth. Let me read one verse to you. I love this. Isaiah 66, verse number 4. I will also choose their delusions and will bring their fears upon them. Because when I called, none did answer. When I spake, they did not hear. But they did evil before mine eyes and chose that which I delighted not. That's God talking. He said, when it gets to the point where they won't listen to the truth, I'll turn their fear on them and I'll choose their delusions. We have gone from America the beautiful to America the delusional. And God is judging our world in these end days with delusions. Oh, we have to recycle plastic. It won't go back to the earth and turn into dirt. Can I tell you something? Do you know where they got the material for the plastic? In the dirt. Oh, it's illegal to have plastic bags in Washington, D.C. It's illegal to do a lot of things in Washington, D.C. It ought to be illegal to try to even live there unless you're a politician. Go back and read the Constitution in the Founding Fathers. It's never intended to be a state. And it was intended to be only for the public employees and their families. It was to be a commerce center. It was not to be a metropolitan city in America. Statehood. Read the Constitution. Number 3, and I'm done. America and the world have swallowed the lies. America and the world have swallowed the lies. The Islamists, the Muslims, the Hindus, and the communists now outnumber Christians in the world. By the way, all of these hate the truth. They help propagate the lies of the devil. The Bible says, how will it take place? 2 Thessalonians 2:9. Even him whose coming is after the working of Satan, with all powers and signs and lying wonders, with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish because they receive not the love of the truth. By powers. That's government. That's money. You want to find corruption? Follow the money. Follow the money. Follow the governments of our world. Not just the American government, all governments. Vladimir Putin is as guilty as Adolf Hitler was in the 1930s. Go back and read history when Adolf Hitler built an army against the treaties of World War I, by the way, and invaded Poland, just like Putin just did in the Ukraine. Oh, we'll just let him take a little bit. Then he took the rest of Poland. Then he took Switzerland. Then he took Austria. Then he took Hungary. And then he started marching all over Europe. Say, how much room do you give a rattlesnake? None. You cut his head off. Amen. By signs. That's science. Oh. Did you ever notice when they start saying what could happen because of science? It doesn't say what will. Notice the word could. Oh, we could be out of fossil fuels in 100 years. Could? Doesn't say we will. Oh, we could go into a global warming stage because of the thinning of the atmosphere. There's no such thing. Notice it says, could. They never say dogmatically it is happening. It's always could. Oh, we're going to run out of clean drinking water. We have to, folks, every drop of water that's been on the face of the earth has been here for 7,000 years. You haven't lost one drop of water in the world ever. lying wonders. Everywhere you go, appearances. Hollywood, plastic surgeries. What do you call airbrushing pictures and all this other stuff? Internet pictures. Lord have mercy. Say all this, why? Because they don't love the truth. They call you weak for believing the truth. And yet they're the weak ones. They're the ones that live in fear.
Yes, sir.
They live in the virtual world. We live in the real world. Amen. They don't want to believe in heaven and hell because they live in a world where there's nothing real. They don't want to face the reality of hell. They don't want to face the reality of after they're dead. America has become delusional. We need to get busy getting the truth out, getting people saved, getting them in church, teaching them the truth. Say, what are we supposed to do, preacher? Get off your blessed assurance and go out and give the truth everywhere you go. Learn the truth, teach the truth, get it out everywhere you can go. We can stave this thing off a little while because I still believe there's hope for America. Let's decide to spend our time here in preparation for heaven, not in fear of heaven. Guess what? Say, well, what if you die? The worst thing to happen to me is I'm going to heaven? No, the worst thing for me is I got to stay here. Now, I'm not ready to take the next trip. But if I do, guess what? I know where I'm going. Well, how could the Antichrist set up a one world government and a one world economic system? The world will collapse economically. It will totally bankrupt. By the way, we are on the verge of it right now. When that happens, just prior to that, guess what? You're going to hear a trumpet. The sky's going to open up. And we're going up that are saved. And that will catapult the world into bankruptcy. You take the millions of people that are saved out of the economy of the world. You take all those mortgages and all those car payments that won't be made, and all the work that won't be done. Guess what? It'll be the catapulting of the one world collapse. God says, come on out of there. Say, what happens then? We're on topside partying for 7 years while they're going through hell down here. You got nothing to worry about. But until then, let's work ourselves into getting everybody we can to go with us. Our world is stupid. Can I tell you why? They're afraid of the truth. I hate to tell you, I'm not afraid of the truth. I'm for it. My friends call me brutally honest. Yeah, I'm brutally honest. I believe in telling people the truth, like it or lump it. I believe in telling you the truth, whether I like it or not. I don't like telling people if they die without Christ, they're going to hell. I don't enjoy that, but I must because that's what God says. And if you're not saved, you need to get saved or you're going to die and go to hell.
Yes, sir.
It's not hard. I did it as a 4.5-year-old child. You can do it too. I'm not talking about joining this church. I'm not talking about any of the ritualism. I'm talking about trusting Jesus Christ as your Savior. That's it. And it can be cared for. Every head bowed, every eye closed. Some of us are living in total panic over what could happen. No. Let's just keep absorbing the truth, getting mass doses of the truth, and let's keep spreading the truth so that people don't have to be afraid.